Oh boy. I've been honestly purposely holding off on reviewing this episode because, child, I'm trying to come from it from a not too judgmental place. But I got opinions. So, you know how I do. Let's just get into it. All right. Y'all, I had to start over because I keep going off on a tangent. We're gonna be talking about Real Housewives of Potomac, season 7, episode 7, Beef is Served. I will try to reserve my side comments about social media and how I feel about each person on the cast at this point in the season until the end of the show. I'm gonna try not to go off on tangents. I'm gonna try not to get interrupted by my children. We will see how this goes. All right, so we pick up with Mia, who's talking to Peter. I'm gonna try to hold back from calling him that other name when he being messy. But you know who I'm talking about, the alter ego, given to us by Nene for Peter. She talks about how Peter is a close friend to her family and that she's known him for 10 years, and she basically assumes that Peter and Wendy got beef because it got something to do with his money or his business. And I think we're gonna find out. Ashley goes to sit with Robin and Giselle, and she's talking about all the attention she's been getting now that she's news of her divorce has been released. And she reveals that she wanted to move in June, so she has to withdraw the offer on a house that she really liked because the owners don't plan to move out until July. And basically, like, she's sick of Michael and she really wants to go. Because he's getting increasingly difficult. And Robin and Giselle try to put her on game, like, this is par for the course. I mean, he's imagining you with other men. He probably thought that you weren't really gonna leave, like you were bluffing. You know, he probably thought you were gonna move out or he was gonna move you out. I don't know what that situation was a few seasons ago, exactly, but that you were gonna, take some time and then you were gonna come back to him. Or, in a sense, he's lost to Ashley that he married because he thought that, Ashley was gonna have these kids that he probably really didn't want to have at first. But she wanted it, so he did it because he wanted to make his wife happy, and he thought after that they would get back to their their freaking behavior. Not saying they're too freaky, just saying whatever their freaky behavior was, their sexual behaviors were before that they would get back to those behaviors. And when Ashley just kind of didn't see herself in that way anymore, or didn't want to do that anymore. Or maybe she just didn't want to do that with him. I mean, let's be real. I think that he didn't want that. He wanted to marry a trophy wife who would do all the nasty things. And she's not that chick no more. She's not that woman anymore. So yeah, like he's acting away because he's upset that this is really happening and that you might take him for quite a bit of his cash. So next thing we hear Mia and Jacqueline arguing, y'all. Mia and Jacqueline are arguing because Jacqueline wants to borrow too many things. And I'm like, was this a last minute invite to Jacqueline or what? That can't be because we saw you invite her in front of Charisse, but like it sounded like maybe she left her toiletries because she's asking for, stuff like deodorant, toothbrush. Stuff like that. So Mia's aggravated, and everybody can hear them fussing through the door, about the situation. Karen and Wendy speak briefly, and Wendy says she wants to celebrate Karen. Karen's turning the 5'9" and looking amazing, and she just wants to make sure that Karen has having a good time. Karen talks about her and Charisse and how Charisse proposed that they have lunch together. She said it hasn't happened yet, and honestly, that bridge between them was burnt down 5 years ago. They show a clip of them at the reunion and the fact that Charisse had mentioned blue eyes. I wouldn't be surprised if it's because, and I think Charisse said in another episode that she thinks that Karen doesn't want to be around her, or just a thought, Karen is trying to ice out Charisse because Charisse knows some secrets and she doesn't want to put out there. If you watch the show from a reviewer standpoint, you're gonna watch it a couple times. If you're really paying attention, you are seeing things that the average person who saw it once won't see. And if it may, it kind of makes sense to me because Charisse wants to come back on the show, maybe just as a friend, not a full-time, you know, housewife. But if Karen resists having communication with her, talking to her, then it's almost, it's like her version of icing her out. Because if Charisse's main storyline is her and Karen and their potential beef or clearing up their beef, then if I don't participate, if I'm Karen and I don't participate, then you won't have a storyline, which means they will not invite you back. So that all makes so much sense. Huh. We want to talk about people icing people out. I think Karen is absolutely, at this point in the season, icing Charisse out. Giselle is ready for dinner. And she's standing outside and she sees Ashley upstairs doing her little TikTok dance. She's like, Ashley, no underwear today. Ashley was like, and you know, Giselle's like, I see you. I see your game and I like it. Go do your thing, girl. Ashley looks so happy. Like these last few episodes, outside of her crying about, you know, I think she's having mixed emotions, right? About her and Michael. But those times when she's happy, it just looks like she's another person. She's so light and carefree versus when she was with Michael or when they were still working on their marriage. That's not the feeling I get anymore. It feels like she feels free, you know, and it's nice to see. She's still messy Ashley, but when she's happy, it's nice to see. So Giselle is standing out there. Ashley comes, is out there, and Mia eventually comes out there outside. And they're talking about going to Bar One to get dinner. And they talk about this beef that's supposed to be going on between Wendy and Peter. Giselle says, I think she heard from Peter that Wendy was trying to find something to like link them or something they had in common so that she could kind of, I guess, discuss or build a bridge for this to, I guess, to kind of relate to him. So they can have this discussion about opening a Nigerian lounge. And so, you know, it's partially coming from, I really think that there's more to Wendy than meets the eye. I think she's a very smart woman. And I think she knows how to, I don't want to say manipulate because that's not the word, but she knows how to set things or do her best to, manipulate is really not the word that I want to use. She knows how to kind of proposition things so that she kind of comes off in a certain way. I don't, not for a second thing. I think that we are seeing Wendy kind of finding her place, but I also feel like Wendy knows that she has to play her part in a certain way to keep herself interesting. I think she knows who to pursue as far as a beef is concerned, or at least in the past she has. I just think that when you have someone who's like extreme, not to say the other women aren't intelligent, but when you have someone who's intelligent, but they're working in a way of I'm five steps ahead in order to make sure I look good. My reputation is, you know, for the most part, clean and clear. I don't know, y'all. Maybe I'm thinking too hard about it, but I definitely feel like Wendy, she's playing on a different playing field, and there are, and other people are trying to catch up. I'll just say it like that. But yeah, their conversation kind of seems a little haterish, but it also is revealing. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna say on that. On the way to the restaurant in the van, with there's Mia, Jacqueline, Karen and Wendy, and Mia's talking about how to Karen mostly about how she kind of sees how the situation with Charisse, which she probably doesn't know enough about, how she could kind of be more on Karen's side because Charisse is being very theatrical about the accommodations and how, you know, she didn't have her own bathroom, you know, she likes to sleep naked and she snores, and you know, she felt like she was being over the top about expressing her feelings about that, you know, about that whole situation. And she says she thinks that Charisse can be all drama. I think those are the moments that make me a good for TV, because sometimes I think she's not aware of how messy she can be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's one of those people who just really tries to ride the wave for what it is. And she's accidentally super messy because sometimes she will take one thing she heard and then transform it into something else, right? And make an issue that may not really truly be an issue. And then also, she can kind of put her foot in her mouth a lot. Like, she's all, like, in the moment. And then afterwards, the person who can kind of, like, step back and be like, all right, maybe I was doing too much. And for reality TV, not real life, for reality TV, that is partially what keeps people entertained. In the other van, it's Robin, Giselle, Ashley, and Charisse. And they were talking about some stuff with the Reasonably Shady podcast that Robin and Giselle do, which is a good podcast. I actually like it. I've listened, been following that since they started. I don't want to talk about it because it's about potty behavior, and that's really not my lane. But yeah, that's what they talk about. And on that note, about how they're open with their, you know, with what they do in front of their partners, spouses, and Robin talks about, like, how she's like, I still walk around naked around my kids. I don't know if she really literally means butterball naked. She might mean she's wrapped up in a towel. She might mean she's in underwear. I don't know. But basically, she's really open with her kids, and the kids don't care. They probably don't even, like, see her like that. I feel like her boys see her as, you know, their, like, buddy. They don't see her as, like, a woman. Like, they know she's a woman, but they don't treat it that way. That's how it comes off to me. So yeah, I guess Robin, like, do you? I wouldn't do it, but you know, everybody do their own thing. Everyone gets to bar one, Peter's restaurant. And Mia seems, I don't know, she's just kind of nasty towards her friend Jacqueline. First, it was their thing about her bar and stuff. And just the way she's talking to her is kind of like, you can hear Jacqueline many times say, Mia, Mia, really? Mia? You know, like, you're doing too. I don't know if this is how the, I don't know if this is how Mia talks to Jacqueline all the time. And maybe Jacqueline is like, listen, we're on camera, like, chill. If she's the person who's like, Mia, you just do. And I'm trying to be the rational one to kind of keep you centered. I don't know. But yeah, it's something going on between the two of them. She's talking about Candace coming and how she thinks Candace has a chip on her shoulder. And Robin is quick to check her, like, no, y'all got real big issues. Like, the stuff you brought up at the burn session about Chris, and now you add another friend that said that he looked at her. And then apparently Ashley has said something about he accidentally touched somebody's butt or brushed up against somebody's thigh and butt or something like that. Everybody has heard a fragment of the story because they show it in the confessionals. So I don't know what's going on with that. But it's like, Ashley, do you want to be cool with Candace? Is this part of the show and you trying to, like, keep a feud going up between y'all? Like, are you trying to be like, you know, not like Giselle and Karen, because their feuding is like, y'all really like each other. Like, y'all have a love-hate relationship, but y'all really like each other deep down. Whereas with Candace and Ashley, it's kind of like, it seemed like y'all could be friends, and then Ashley will say something, and Candace reacts, and then Ashley try to play like she's the victim, and it's just like, but Ashley, you started it. This you starting all the mess. So it's like, do you want to be friends with this girl, or are you using her as a pawn in a feud to keep you on the show? Like, I don't know. I mean, it could be just the way that Candace has handled the situation with Chris. And maybe she kind of feels like, I'm not going to let this go because you're giving Giselle such a hard time. And she has, you know, more of an alliance with Giselle. I don't know. I'd be confused about that. Because I'm like, you trying to get a seat next to Andy or what? Like, what's going on? Giselle brings up her excitement that Karen and Charisse spoke. It seemed to be happy to see each other. And I was like, Giselle, I know what you're doing. I think that Giselle feels that Karen is trying to ice Charisse out. And so Giselle is mentioning Charisse to keep her name relevant through the show. Because, I mean, when, like, if it wasn't for this trip, who's talking about Charisse? You know what I'm saying? Like, when are we really talking about Charisse? Robin and Giselle are trying to do their part to get their friend back on the show. I think they want Charisse back on the show. But if her main thing is having a beef with Karen and Karen will not participate, maybe Karen is trying to ice Charisse out so that there will not be a storyline there. And it could be because she really just doesn't want Charisse to come back. Or Charisse may have some validity with the claim that Karen doesn't want her back because she knows some dirt. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see. Charisse says that Wendy says something about her coming from a bad place, which they do show that clip. And I, you know, producers, I'm going to give y'all a real, like, y'all need a nod as being the extra housewife because y'all are doing y'all best to hold people accountable. Although some of those, I think it's, if you really think about it, it speaks to our perception versus reality, right? And I think sometimes people have to remember we're watching something that was done months ago. And there's a lot of times where we do things and when we remember it, it's not the way that it, like the way we think it went, is not the way it actually went. And so I do think that Wendy is stirring, is kind of doing her part to help stir the pot because then she's like, don't be trying to deflect on, don't deflect on me. This is your issue with Karen. Are you scared of her? I'm like, whoa, what are we talking about being scared of Karen? Like, what are we saying right now? So that was like, I don't know, that felt real. Like, I think when Wendy feels attacked or that she may be painted as looking like a bad person, she jumps so far into defense mode that she just says things that's kind of like, dude, like, just cool off. Just like, take a second. Because I thought that was a step too far. Then Wendy calls out Mia for saying that she understands why Karen does not F with Charisse. Also, what? That is deflecting. You are deflecting. What? I don't understand. I don't understand. And so Mia's starting to get annoyed about that. And Robin jumps to Mia's defense Robin jumps to Charisse's defense about how she has no bathroom. And Mia's like, it wasn't like that. You know, she said she basically was trying to explain that she was kind of more on Karen's side because of Charisse being dramatic. And Charisse is like, I was not being dramatic. Like, I was being so calm when I asked, you know, if I could, you know, about my concerns about not having my own bathroom and wanting to move to a hotel. I thought Charisse wasn't dramatic. I mean, I think that you have all these grown women and you've made accommodations for a certain amount of people and you have more people than you have rooms, there's going to be issues. There's going to be issues. Like, that's just what it is. I don't think Charisse was being overly dramatic. I think that Charisse was just like, listen, I'm a very grown woman and I like what I like. And I don't have a problem if y'all can't provide that here. I will go somewhere else. That's it. Mia said, oh, no, I said that part already. Charisse basically says she's trying to get to the bottom of the issue between her and Karen. And Karen says she's like, Karen made a good point. She's like, I really haven't heard from you in 5 years. Like, why am I hearing from you all of a sudden now? So that's why I think Karen is like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to use me to have a storyline. And Karen does not want to participate. That's what it gives. That's what it gives. And I think I said it already, but Karen, you know, Charisse thinks Karen is avoiding her because Charisse knows some deep, dark secrets. And whatever it is, clearly Karen doesn't want to talk about it. Maybe they think it's two different things. I don't know. I hope we get some resolve here because I kind of want to know why Karen is doing everything in her power to avoid Charisse. And like, you make it seem like it's not a big deal, but you're, every time you get a chance to be around her outside of this trip, you basically make a U-turn. So it's clear that there's something there. Charisse ain't trying to fight you. It's not because she's violent. It's not because she's, you know, starting a mess. So what's good? We may never know. Peter checks in on the ladies and immediately says Wendy didn't call him and she tells him to check his messages. Apparently, they were supposed to do, I think Peter basically sent paperwork to Wendy, and Wendy wanted to do a site visit, and she's saying that Peter never responded. She showed her phone and Peter had never responded. So it's actually Peter who's not speaking. This is the caveat that begins all the drama. So anyway, Mia goes to talk to Peter on the side and brings up the project they're supposed to do together. And, you know, he's saying he sent paperwork. She didn't respond. I just told you what Wendy said happened, the reality of what happened. Peter said he feels the way that Wendy came to his restaurant in his city. I'm like, oh, Miami's your city. All right. And didn't say anything. And that's when the pot started to stir. But also, Mia did too much. I have to say, this is the part where I was like, Mia, mind your business. Jacqueline at the table talks to the other ladies about how Mia is a lot. And, you know, if she had met Mia, an adult, perhaps they would not be friends because they both have strong personalities. And I don't know if Jacqueline, because, you know, it's her first season or, you know, her first time us seeing her this season. And she's, you know, I think you're more aware, right? You're more aware of the cameras, whereas after you've been doing it for a while, it's not that you're not aware, but you know what it is. And eventually you do kind of forget and just kind of tap more into your genuine self, you know? So then Mia rejoins the group and Giselle asks about what was discussed, being messy. And Mia brings up that Peter has beef with her over business. Wendy, you know, I told you, lets it be known about the fact that Peter is actually the one who left her waiting for a response. And Mia asks why Wendy didn't hit up Peter when she came to town. Wendy's like, I don't do that. Like, the only person I need to hit up when I come in town is my man. And if there's beef, he can take it up with my husband, not me. So then it starts elevating, okay? Wendy says, this was the point where I was like, Mia, this is not your business. This is not the business that pays you. You know, I know he's your brother and you feel very protective of the situation, but like, there's probably a lot of details in between that you don't know. This is a moment where Mia's not thinking clearly. She's just being reactionary, not even emotional, just reactionary. And she's not really thinking about like, this don't got nothing to do with you. Or she's like, let's play the game. Let's play the mess. Let's do it. At this point, I'm a Wendy side because like, you don't need to come at me about how I handle business. I'm here for a girls trip. Yes, I'm in Miami, but guess what? We came in, we spoke to each other. That's it. You don't understand the ins and outs of what's going on between us, and I want to keep it that way. So at this point, I'm on Wendy's side. Then Mia, I think in frustration because Wendy is a wordsmith. Wendy knows what to say. So and Mia probably doesn't know how to come back at it, or when she feels offended and gets mad, she obviously was triggered. Doesn't make it right. Does not mean she made the adult decision. But I just want to talk about not just the fact that she threw her drink at Wendy, but the way that Wendy must be protected by an Orisha, because that went right pretty much 90% over her and Karen. It did touch her hair a little bit, and it may have touched a little bit of her outfit, but for the amount of water that was thrown, for it to not actually make that much contact was miraculous. It probably was for the best, because had it actually hit her all up in the face, yeah, we might have been getting more of a brawl, or more of a physical brawl, and we don't need that. We don't need that on this show. So yeah, Karen immediately does what we all hope to do. She scoops her ass up and gets out the way expeditiously. Robin makes some comments about Wendy being very antagonistic. Pause. This is where I have issue. The beef is Wendy and Mia, two grown people who are in a disagreement. When I go on social media just to kind of see what everybody's saying, all I see trending is Robin and Giselle, and a little bit of Mia, but mostly like, Robin is a disgusting person. Robin is being the antagonizer. I feel like if you already don't like somebody, you're going to see something for what it is. It wasn't like Robin stood up and was like, hey, if y'all gonna fight, then fight. If y'all not gonna fight, then sit down. Like, she's allowed to have commentary from the side. Whether it's productive or not is a whole nother discussion, versus y'all basically make it seem like Robin is the reason this fight escalated to the degree that it did. No. I'm sorry, I disagree. No. I wish she would have stayed out of it. I wish she would have just, you know what I'm saying? Just you, she got, if she got messy by getting involved, because she wasn't trying to break up the fight. She was just got on the sidelines like, let's see how this plays out. But I felt like nobody really took it all that seriously because nobody got up. Like, I mean, Karen and Ashley, I think Ashley eventually got up to get out of the way, but not to, like, resolve the fight, pull people, like, do anything that's going to stop it from happening. So I guess I felt like nobody took it all that seriously in the cast. So Robin says something about Wendy being very antagonistic. She pulls out her phone to record. And again, the producers, somehow it's RDZ, like it's TMZ, because she says she wants to film everything. I don't think it helped the situation. I really don't. And that's why I felt like she should have stayed out of it. Wendy talks about how her and Eddie don't get down like Wendy and G, sleeping with other men and women. That's when Mia really, like, when she started talking about Mia's husband, oh, Mia got pissed. Robin calls out Wendy for baiting Mia, which I have to agree. She kept saying kind of inflammatory things that I felt like she kind of knew she was touching a chord. Like, you could tell she saw, oh, I'm hitting a nerve. Let me keep hitting that nerve. I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know how somebody put their finger real close to you, but they don't touch you when you're a kid. It was kind of like that on a verbal level. So I think that was actually spot on. I know that she's upset about getting the drink thrown on her. And so she is reacting, but it felt different. It felt kind of like, oh, really? The drink really ain't really hit you. Like you're pissed that she even took it to that level, but now you're trying to get a reaction out of her. And that's just on period. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but that's just what I think. And I'm going to stand on that. I want it to be clear. I do not condone what Mia did. I think that you should be able to have enough control over yourself that it never becomes physical. Throwing a drink in someone's face, trying to hit someone, trying to throw something at them to harm them. That's too much. That's on the level of throwing a tantrum. You know, I do think that people get triggered. I do think that people get mad. But Mia does get up and she walks away. I think she realized she could not handle Wendy as far as, like, on a verbal level. She wasn't on par. Right? And she knew that. And she probably was so mad she wasn't in her right mind. And Wendy knew that. And Wendy was like, oh, ho-ho, let's go. Let's do this. So she snaps at Robin for being on Mia's side. And Robin tells her, if you're going to fight, then fight. If not, then stop egging it on. And Wendy asks if Mia is throwing a drink because she is effing Peter and calls her a crater face. So she says, "You are you doing that because you effing Peter?" So that's when Mia and her friend Jacqueline kind of start to walk away. And then she's like, crater face. And that's when things start to heat up again. But ultimately, Mia walks away. And she caught herself trying to cool down. It isn't like she stepped away long enough. Y'all, this is getting kind of long. Let's take a small little break. And then we're going to come and wrap up this episode. All right, so let's pick up. Okay. So Mia steps away for what feels like only 2 minutes, but she's fuming because Wendy brought up things about her husband. Robin and Wendy are fussing about what happened. And, you know, Robin agrees. She said, I know Mia is wrong for throwing a drink, but she still feels that Wendy was antagonizing the situation. And Wendy says, well, let me throw a drink on you and see how you react. Robin says, you ain't going to do that. She put her finger up like, you're not going to do that. She's like, I'm not. I mean, that's basically, I don't think she said I'm not, but yeah. They're in the middle of that. That's when Mia and Jacqueline come back
And Mia gets mad at Karen for taking Wendy's side. Karen makes it clear she's not picking a side and that they were both wrong, which is factual. They were both wrong. And Giselle says she's humping the line, which I think is her saying she's towing the line and she needs to be a friend to somebody. And Karen's like, no, I don't need to do that. Don't, just because you're raggedy. And she kind of got cut off. But, you know, Giselle, stay in your lane. This don't got nothing to do with you. Stay in your lane, girl. Shh. You're not in the middle of it, and I think you should stay that way. Then Mia starts pointing her finger in Wendy's direction. She was not in Wendy's face, but it was giving, you ain't done yet. So Wendy starts telling her to stop pointing. Wendy stands up and says, she let Mia slide with that drink. She's like, I let you slide with that drink. Security steps in, and while security is moving Wendy, she loses her balance, and Karen gets hit. Karen's like, did I get hit? Did I just get hit? And the security guy, actually, he actually tries to defuse the situation, which nobody else was doing. And she tries to talk Wendy down and reminds her, like, what she has that's at risk. Because you can tell Wendy is just, like, is ticked off. This is the thing. You can be ticked off, but still be aware. Like, if Wendy, if Mia, like, the reason that I think they both share responsibility in the situation is Mia definitely was the aggressor to begin with. She started this situation off when she decided to throw the drink because she was upset. I do think that it's something to be said that words should not equate to somebody hitting you because they don't, you know, because they don't know how to verbally spar with you. However, there are times when you know that the person you're verbally sparring with, they're not on your level. And you, if you really don't want to have a fight with them, then you're either going to walk away, you're going to say something to the along the lines of, you know what, this ain't even worth it, you're not even worth my time, you're not worth my breath, you know, you could still give shade on the way out of the argument, you're not even worth risking whatever. It doesn't have to be I'm going to keep poking and poking and poking and poking and poking, because it's like you're poking because you want this person to keep reacting so that it can be painted a certain way. I'm sorry, that's how it came across to me. I think it's all high emotions, but ultimately it could have been diffused many times in many ways. And it wasn't. So Mia talks about how Wendy gets under her skin with the way she argues, and they show clips of, you know, times when Wendy was, you know, she was spicy with it. Listen, Wendy is no punk. Again, words should not equal hands or drinks being thrown. The food arrives and the other women start getting excited, and Wendy is still going at it. She's still saying stuff to Mia. Mia, at this point, I feel like everybody thought, okay, it's going to calm down. We're going to get our food. Like, food brings joy to everybody. Even though y'all are not in a good place, we all about to eat this food. But Wendy's just saying stuff. Then Mia loses control. Does the absolute must and lunges at Wendy with her purse and throws her phone. Wendy did not hit. It didn't look like she actually connected with Wendy. But, you know, still, you're doing too much. And Wendy is probably, now she worked up again. Now she going to keep going off. Eventually, Mia, I put in her note she walks away, but I feel like she kind of, you know, got pushed to walk away. Like, you need to go in the other direction. Robin, in frustration, because this is what happens when Robin gets mad, especially with Wendy. She gets up and she'll stand up and she like yells, that's it, everybody. Wendy wins. Everybody, y'all hear it? Wendy wins. Wendy is the winner. And although, again, if Robin would have just stayed on the sidelines, this wouldn't even have been a discussion. But I understand that when you try to have a discussion, argument, disagreement, or whatever with Wendy, she doesn't see error in her ways. I think she always sees herself as the victor. Like, she's being claimed victory over other people starting to mess with her. And in a way, she's right, but two things can be right. You were wronged. Someone invaded your space. Someone threw a drink on you, and that is never okay, period. But to say things that maybe aren't true, to continue to poke the bear intentionally, it felt like you wanted a reaction out of her. You know what I'm saying? Because there were many times when there was a chance to slow the train down, and instead it was kind of like it just kept heightening. Like, it just felt very unnecessary. And I think that Robin is frustrated from last season. I think that she feels like I think they communicate different. Like, I feel like there's things that the two of them could converse about, or there's things the two of them could converse about, but because Wendy jumps into that defense mode and like, I'm right. It's like, she doesn't really give room for, like, you're human. Okay. You can't get it right all the time. And she clearly does not know how to, she's not very good at, being held accountable. That's obvious. So yeah, I wish Robin would have stayed out of it, but she didn't. Cause I'm just like, no, this don't have nothing to do with you. This is why people were dragging you on social media. So then Robin, Jacqueline, and Giselle go to check on Mia. They tell her that Mia basically did what Wendy wanted. You know, she acted irrational, and Wendy kind of kept, you know, baiting her. And I'm sorry, I gotta agree. I'm not saying that I don't understand reacting, because I think nobody knows how they're gonna react until they're in that situation. But I do think that if you wanted it to be over, you're not gonna keep going at it when you have moments to cool off. I think it was just a cluster of things that kept adding fuel to the fire instead of distinguishing the fire. Distinguishing, child, y'all, I'm smart, okay? Extinguishing the fire. Oh my gosh. Lord, child. Mia breaks the nail, and, you know, Karen basically tries to confirm. She's like, so you, the insults you were saying, you said that before or after Mia threw the drink on you? And Wendy says it was after, but it was actually before and after. Hey guys, sorry about that. Yeah, production confirms that she did say some of those insults before the drink was thrown and after the drink was thrown. So again, this is a situation where Wendy probably felt really in her heart, I didn't say anything until after the drink was thrown, but that was proven to be not the case. It's the same thing as a callback to what happened with Robin, where Robin was like, you didn't put one finger on me, when actually there was. She was not trying to hold her back, but she did, you know, stand up and put her hands on her. So it's just like, it's semantics. It's like, yeah. The only one that really seems concerned about Wendy is Ashley, which I thought was kind of sad, because, I mean, one, it speaks to the relationship that Wendy has with these other ladies. I don't think it has anything to do with being iced out. I don't think it has anything to do with colorism. At least I can't speak for everybody, because obviously I'm not in their hearts, in their heads, but I think it has more to do with people who don't get along with a particular person, or feeling like she's polarizing in towards the group. And because, you know, other people are constantly being told they have to be held accountable, but she's always talking about how she's not wrong, it makes it very hard to have a relationship with a person like that. Do I think Wendy has feelings? Yes. Do I think that Wendy's feelings can get hurt? Absolutely. But do I think that that more people should have at least checked on her? Even if Mia is more so your friend and that's the person who you're going to check on first, I don't think that that means that you just kind of throw Wendy to the wind. Now, do I see why Robin maybe wouldn't have checked on Wendy, because they were having their disagreement in the midst of the Mia situation? Absolutely. And maybe we didn't see stuff on camera. I don't know. But it did kind of come off. It just felt really sad that Ashley was the only person who was kind of like, are you okay? You know, what's going on? Even Karen. I felt like Karen really didn't even, in that moment, she didn't really seem to have much care for Wendy. And that will go into my discussion about how I feel about everybody that we about to come up on. Ashley does ask how Mia's doing, and Giselle says she's not good. And she's reevaluating, you know, what she's going to do for the next few days. Wendy gets upset and is like, I'm not going to sit here with Mia empathizers. And she calls out Giselle for being upset when Monique attacked Candace. and calling violence, but that she didn't call out Mia. She says she needs to leave and find a hotel before she beats Mia up. So that's where that episode ended. I haven't made notes on the next episode yet, so I'm gonna try to do that over the next couple days. Hopefully I'll get it out before Sunday. So yes, let's get into some things. I think that when you watch the show to review it, you know, you're watching it. I watch it first as just a viewer, like just to watch it. Then I watch it again as a person who's analyzing what I see. And then this episode I actually watched again because I had so many like conflicting feelings about the situation. So I think that one, the way that everybody handles this show, some people choose to look at it as this is an assignment. I clock in to do my job. Some people truly put their heart into it as far as trying to build genuine relationships, whereas other people look at it in a sense of I'm clocking in, I'm clocking out. You know, everybody's not friends with everybody, which I think can be normal when you have that many people. They're not all going to be cool with each other. All right, so here's how I feel about everybody. Let me pull up a picture because I will get sidetracked. Let's see. Okay. Aw, shucks, there's a new trailer. Okay. Let's see. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to pull up a picture. Just a picture. Can I just get a picture? Sorry. The more you decide to stick around and listen, I just be randomly making up songs. That's just what it is. And I'm not, you know what? I'm not sorry about it. That's who I am. Anyway, okay, so Giselle. Giselle strikes me as a person who comes and we know the person she cares about the most on the cast is Robin. That's like her actual friend. I think she looks at her like a sister or whatever. But other than that, I mean, she cares about Karen. She cares about Ashley. I think in some aspects she does care about Candace despite the situation that's going on. But because of the situation that's going on, she kind of like, listen, I'm telling you what I feel. You don't receive it. That's fine. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I think she knows, you know, that a lot of the public looks at her as, a villain is not the right way to describe her character her personality on the show, but she's definitely, she knows how to keep the mess going, right? And one thing with Giselle that I personally, like is, you know what you're getting. I feel like, people do say she plots, so that's not necessarily good, but I feel like, you know, if you're not cool with her, you know you're not cool with her. Like, even when you think about the first episode of this season, when Wendy comes up to hug her, she was like, oh, we're not cool, because obviously where they left off, they were not cool. And she's like, I'm not going to play cool for the cameras. We're not cool. I can appreciate that. It may not feel good, but I can appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? If I was Wendy, I probably would have been like, oh, okay. Like, maybe it hurt your feelings a little bit, but I get it. Candace. Maybe I should go to the OGs first. Karen. I think that Karen cares, 60-70% about people. And maybe she shows emotions differently, so I'm not gonna say she doesn't care, but like, she's not no best friend to everybody in this cast, nor does she pretend to be. I think that she has, I think one thing that I've seen in the last few seasons is if you're an enemy of Giselle, then she's gonna take you under her wing. Like, and it could be because she doesn't want to shut anybody out, but you know, basically if you have a beef with Giselle, then I guess it's an assumption that you also have a beef with Robin, and therefore that's 2 out of 7 other people could sway back and forth. And so I feel like she goes out of her way to make sure that she's friendly with whoever Giselle's beefing with. I think that Karen cares mostly about making sure she keeps her checks rolling in. And I don't know. I don't know. It's just something about Karen where I think it's all about her being her fabulous self. And that's just what it is. Robin. I think that Robin really don't give a fuck. She might be worse than Giselle in the sense of, like, she cares and she shows genuine interest in certain people. Like, I think she really cares about Giselle. I think she really cares about Ashley. I think she really cares about Candace. I think she likes Karen. I don't think Karen's necessarily one of her favorite people. And I think she really cares about Charisse. But if somebody is not seeing eye to eye with her, or, you know, feel like she kind of bumping her head, but hitting her head up against the wall, trying to make a point with someone and they're like listening, she's just going to shut down and be like, that's fine. You don't want to listen to me? Then we're good. We don't need to talk about nothing else. I don't care. And I think a lot of people like that. Like, if I keep trying to bridge the gap and you don't want to walk across this bridge and meet me in the middle, then forget it. Fuck it. I don't want to talk about it. That's it. And we're done. You know, I think she knows she can't make people be a certain way, which is also why I feel very confused when people try to say she's weak or she's Giselle's puppet or she kind of plays second fiddle, because I'm like, she's held Giselle to task when they don't agree many times. Like, many more, you know, it's not like she's just done it once or twice. There's been a few times that they don't see eye to eye. She's not yelling at her. She's not, you know, trying to be all extra over the top dramatic about it, because at the end of the day, that's her friend and she cares about her, but she will let her know when they don't see eye to eye on particular topics. And that did not just start this season. Ashley. Now, Ashley is truly about the mess, and she has been from day one. And I think she's the type of person, if she hasn't, you know how you're one of those people, you like, I'm 18, I could go out there and do anything, and you really feel that way. And there are some, a few that actually will go out there and really just come out knowing what they're supposed to do and do well. But there's some people who you think you know, but most people in life, you feel like you genuinely know. And for that part of your life, you do. But also, as you get older and wiser and experience life, your views change and you see things from a bigger perspective than just you. When you're a child, a teenager and stuff, you see things just from your perspective a lot of times and how you want to live your life. You're not necessarily seeing things from a wider perspective. But once you get into a serious relationship, you get married, you have some best friends, you lose some best friends. Or lose some close friends, your social circle starts to change, or you have children. All those things change because now you're experiencing a different level that maybe your parents were already experiencing, but you weren't, so you didn't understand. So I feel like Ashley has been messy a lot. I think as far as who she cares about, I think she cares about Ashley, Robin, Charisse, Karen. Like, I think she cares about everybody, but I'm just saying who I think she actually, like, genuinely feels akin to based off what I've seen on the screen. I think she cares about Candace, but also I think sometimes she's jealous of Candace. I don't know if it's color, like a colorist thing. It could be that she has some biases that she doesn't realize she has, some blind spots that she doesn't realize that she has. Because it does feel almost like it comes from a jealous place. Like, you have what I wish I could have in a lot of ways. And because of her skin tone, maybe Ashley felt like she was, life was painted in a way that she thought, I don't know. I don't want to dig deep because I don't know. I don't think that Ashley's intentionally colorist. I think that she may have some biases. And I do think that there's some jealousy, like a love-hate kind of thing with Candace. That's what I'm gonna say. You know, it's like Ashley started singing, Candace is going on to like build a whole career out of it. Ashley and Candace both got white men that they married. But Candace seems, you know, obviously to be like in a happier, more stable place. You know, I think the only difference is I think that once Candace has kids, I do think that that will make positive changes on her outlook, just the way it did, the same way it did with Ashley. Like, it softened Ashley, and she's still messy, just messy in a different way. I guess I'll move on to Candace. I relate to her in a lot of ways. She's very, like, she's a heart-first type of person, in my opinion. I think she cares a lot. I think she went into this show trying to build genuine friendships, and when people, she felt betrayed, or things didn't happen the way she thought they would from someone she called a friend, it really hurts her. She also is very educated and is very good at reading people. And so if she feels you've wronged her, she gonna go in on you. She gonna go all the way in on you in a way that that doesn't always happen with, like, I think whereas like maybe a Giselle might be like, I just don't care. That's how you feel. I'm not going to give you all my energy. I just don't care. Candace is going to be like, I'm going to give you some parting words on your way out the door. And they usually cut. So I think Candace is learning. She's still learning that lesson. I think that sometimes because of the way she talks and the way she gets emotional and kind of like can cut people, sometimes she might say things to people who really do care about her and not realize that she's doing what could be permanent damage. That's what I think. As far as who she cares about, I think she cares about Wendy. I think she cares, or at least this far on the season, about Robin. I think she cared about Giselle. I think she saw Giselle for what it was. But I also feel like, you know, she may have thought the way things went down this season so far that Giselle wouldn't do that. And if she had an issue, she would have talked to her off camera. I think she wants to care about Ashley, but Ashley P flip-flopping. So there's that. Oh, I've been cutting Mia out. I don't know how anybody feels about Mia. I'm going to be honest. And I don't know how Mia feels about anybody. So that's that on that. I think she genuinely thinks whatever of everybody. Like, I'm moving on to Mia. Mia's here for a good time. Mia's here to make her checks and to live a fabulous life. I don't know if she's currently living a fabulous life, but that's, you know, her status on the show. I think that's where she stands with things. I don't know if I necessarily think that she cares too much about anybody in particular, to be honest. And then Wendy. I'm sorry, I'm going in the order of these pictures and trying to bridge about who I'm talking about. Wendy. I think that Wendy maybe cares about Candace. I think she, in the very, very beginning, cared about Robin. But maybe when she realized how Robin and Giselle roll, she decided to that wasn't going to work in her favor. Her and Ashley seem to care about each other. But I don't know if that's short-lived. So that's the only thing. Some of these relationships, based off of where they are right now, I don't know. It seems like it could be a short-lived thing. But, you know, Ashley and Wendy started off on rocky ground. But Ashley's been showing her a lot of care this season. So I'm going to say that Wendy cares about Ashley. Wendy cares about Candace. That's it. But I also think that, you know, she knows to go where opportunity is. Like, if you're not a person who's going to help elevate her status or something like that, then she's probably not going to F with you. So, yeah. Let me see. I think that Wendy is a person who she wants to make sure she comes off a certain way. She's probably been, you know, kind of given the pressure of having to feel like she's perfect most of her life. And even if that's not necessarily who she is going to be for the rest of her life, you have your habits from childhood follow you for a long time. So I think she's still trying to find her way. I think she can be very defensive, and sometimes she like kind of has a verbal diarrhea because she's like, I'm gonna get you before you get me. And sometimes that can be a little dangerous. But yeah, I think, you know, genuinely she seems cool. I think she may be one of the best players of the game in a sense. She may be too smart for this game in a way. And I think that also she knows how to play to what the audience, who the audience is rooting for. So yes, I think that's everybody. We're going to talk about social media the next episode, because this episode's been way too damn long. If you listened this far, I appreciate you, because you really didn't have to. But yeah, Real Housewives of Potomac, this episode and next episode are so wild. And I feel like it's not going to slow down. So kudos to y'all. Season 7 has been blockbuster. And I can't wait to see what else is coming. So yeah, if you want to reach out to me, I can be reached at gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me ideas, opinions. Be nice if you can. Because if not, just leave it. I don't want to see it. I'm down for constructive criticism, though. I am. And if you think that it's worthy of your ears and someone else could appreciate it, please share with someone that you know. Until next time, y'all be safe, really, truly. And enjoy the holidays. All right. Bye.